took down the queen bee and her men. And that's how the story goes, the story of the bees with those four dirty paws. Everybody made it out and I'm thinking about you. Oh, Shag 72. Speed of light, speed of sound, turntables turn around. There's a band.
Look here, fellas. Take it from your Uncle Bootsy. Ain't no shame begging in the rain. Tell her how you really feel.
like this, I don't know what to do with myself. All day and all night I wander the halls, along the walls, and under my breath I say to myself, I need fuel to take flight. Too much going on, but it's calm under the waves in the blue of my will. Under the waves in the blue of my will.
Thank you. can't lie, I couldn't wait. But it's 8:30 and you're late again. Well, I got those eyes on lace, and I spent 2 or 3 hours beating my face. So why could you explain? Well, I can't lie, I'm fed up. I don't like being stood up in a what are you ashamed of? So what are you so afraid of? 'Cause you're missing out on good, good love. And you're missing out, you're missing out. You're missing out, you're missing out on. So what are you so afraid of? 'Cause you're missing out on good. Seconds is all it takes. You got those silver spurs on, chaps round your waist, calisthenics and dirt on your face. Why could you explain? 'Cause I can't lie, I'm fed up. Why you are standing me up in a
if you're partying this. Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
cool. I wanna see you. I wanna see you. Thank you.
look at here, fellas. Take it from your Uncle Bootsy. Ain't no shame begging in the rain. Tell her.
You or nobody else. It's Mo and Karina, and we're back on Clutch Radio.
Good morning.
So, how are you doing, Karina?
I'm doing well. I'm very tired this morning, but otherwise, I think it's going to be a warm, beautiful day. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. I saw that it's predicted to be a high of 68, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah. Sheesh. I was saying, a bunch of people where I'm from, it's snowing up north already, so... I'm grateful to be here.
Me too. All right, so today we decided we were going to talk about, I guess, media that has been influencing us recently. So, like, things we consumed. This could be, like, shows, music, art that just has had an influence on us and the way we think and perceive things. Mm-hmm. So,
You want to go first?
Sure, I can go first. So, for me, I guess a piece of media that influenced me was, I've been listening to, like, a lot of music. I mean, I always listen to a lot of music. But recently, I listened to a few new albums that I really, really loved and I've been thinking about since. So the first one is absolutely by this artist, Dijon. I played one of his songs off that this morning called Rodeo Clown. Actually, let me take the opportunity to tell you the songs we listened to. First song we played was Put On A Smile by Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, and which together makes Silk Sonic. Next song we played was Soul and Gloro by Fiona Apple. Plastic Beach featuring Mick Jones and Paul Simonon, and the Gorillaz, by the Gorillaz. Rodeo Clown by Dijon. Take Off Your Cool featuring Norah Jones by Outkast. Dark Tower by Miniature Tigers. Oh the Night by Courtney Barnett. And these next two songs for chat, I decided to play a little bit of jazz. So this is Forest Fire by Charles Lloyd and the Charles Lloyd Quartet. And next song will be Solace by Scott Joplin and William Bolcom. Anyways, back to what I was saying. The album Absolutely by Dijon, I really loved it. You should absolutely listen to it. It's his first debut project, or full album. One of the biggest things about the album is you can clearly, like, hear his influence. So it's, like, most people would categorize it under R&B. But there's also a lot of influence from, like, Americana, which I thought was really interesting and very original. And it's just made me think a lot about, like, the way I play guitar and how there's no restriction, really, in, like, any type of sound you want to make. And then another piece of media that influenced me, I have two more. The Evening with Silk Sonic, I've just been anticipating that project, like, since the summer. So it was lovely to, like, finally hear all of it, and it was just as good as expected. Like, oh my goodness, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they really, really killed it there.
Sure.
And I think they're also just a really good team. Like, their voices blend well together.
I know. I feel like they came out with, like, a couple singles so long ago, and I was like, when will the album ever come out? And
it felt like forever away. But now it's here. And then the third piece of media, recently I went to a Thundercat concert a few weeks ago. And that is, I guess that's not one piece of media, it's kind of like a lot of his discography, but I really, really came back and my head was just exploding. Thundercat is like a master at his musician, at his instrument. Master musician at his instrument. His bass is just like, I believe it's a 6-string. It's just this massive, like, it's almost like this massive, like, weapon that he's, like, wielding, and he's playing these, like, insane solos, and it was literally just, like, exploding my brain. Like, it felt like magic. Oh my goodness, I can't stop thinking about it. And, like, the whole week after, I was just, like, really made me a lot more interested in jazz. I've always been interested in jazz, but that was, like, the push where I was like, ooh, like, I want to listen to more funk music and see, like, what I can take from that, what I can learn from that. Because, I don't know, it's just... I feel like, especially with this new wave of jazz, there are a lot of, like, younger jazz artists coming out, and they're doing stuff differently, and I think it's really, really cool, and I'm excited to further explore into that. But yeah, the Thundercat concert had a huge influence on me. I was also just in, like, such a good mood for the rest of the week. Like, I don't know. It was on a Sunday.
It sunk into you.
Yeah, it did. Oh, I, like, absorbed it. Absorbed the good vibes. Good juice.
Right. Was he a good performer, too?
Oh, he's a great performer.
What made him a good
performer? First of all, him and his band are just, like, really, like, in sync. They really get each other. Even, like, during the solos, you get where they're going musically. He's very funny. Like, has a sense of humor. He's kind of like, but like, kind of like in a nerdy way. So yeah. It's kind of like, haha, like my fellow nerds, haha. Because everybody there is like equally, like for example, like he told like everybody to start like meowing. And
oh my.
People did. No, and they did. It was fun. That was energy. And what's it called? I mean, I personally did not meow.
Cause why not? Why don't you meow?
I don't know. I have bad experiences with meowing in the past.
Oh. I feel like he would be very goofy. Just like, I feel yeah. like he would move and kind of like, he'd like move different.
No, he did. No, he was really funny. And he was like just like giggling like through his set. I was like, oh, it's so cute. The best part was like when he was playing, like a big part of the solos, it was just like he was like having fun and jamming out on stage, which I always like to see like a musician like enjoying themselves in a performance.
Yeah.
I think that's really important.
I feel like you have to really want to be there if you're gonna like enjoy yourself, because you can't fake that, really, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to be fully in it to be having fun with it.
Mm-hmm. And he was also like he had like this cutest little smile while he was playing the bass. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell that he really, really loves doing that. Like, that's what he loves to do. And I love seeing that. I don't know, there's some people like around here that I've seen like playing instruments or at some shows, like, I don't know, some people like just play and, you know, they enjoy it, but you don't see that they
around
love
here.
It. Around the area. But there's like a few people that like when they play their instrument, you can tell that like they're putting like their whole like soul into like, they're just like, they really, really love doing that. And it makes me so happy to see that. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like you have a lot more to say than I do, but.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like I've been wanting to watch a lot of movies lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to watch like a lot for classes. Specifically, well, I've watched a couple documentaries in the past week. But this is kind of like a random thing, but yesterday I'm in a rock climbing class at Tufts, and instead of like just like hitting the wall yesterday, we went into the back room and watched a documentary, and I really wish I knew what it was called, but I literally forgot. Basically, it's a documentary about the history of Yosemite, and thus the history of rock climbing since like the 70s. And I've been to Yosemite before, and like, it's a pretty important place. Also, this is not music related, by the way, but
it's okay.
And I've been to Yosemite before, and it's just like an incredible place. But watching this movie and like seeing like story after story of these people so dedicated to something in their lives was just like so entrancing to watch, because these climbers would live in Yosemite and just like exist there. Their life was climbing, but then there's also this really beautiful sense of community. So they would kind of like name these groups of climbers, and they'd do everything together, and they'd work out all day. And it was like, climbing has gone through so many different stages since the 70s, and it's changed a lot, and it continues to evolve with each new generation. And the movie highlighted that in really cool ways. But for a lot of people, climbing is like super meditative, and it's, I don't know, I just find it so interesting, and I think it's really cool to learn about people who are incredibly dedicated to something, because it causes me to think about, like, I don't know, what dedication can mean in your life, and what purpose can mean, especially at a time when I'm, like, not sure, you know, what I want to do.
Yeah.
So that was inspiring to me, and it also just made me want to, like, get outside and do crazy stuff. I don't really know.
No.
Like, I feel like the school routine, I think it's just because I'm coming to the end of the semester, but I'm like, I just want to get outside, actually.
No,
and just, like,
I feel you. I've been, like, itching to do something. I don't know what, exactly.
I'm itching to act up, but I don't know where, how, or what. But no, seriously, that's actually how I would
describe
it.
Feeling like a little bit of a menace.
No, I literally want to act up. I don't even know. fall off a rock. You know what they did? What a lot of these guys do in Yosemite right now, it's illegal. But they'll climb up, like, these huge rock cliffs, and then they'll base jump off of it. Like,
oh,
that's the standard now. It's basically, you have like kind of like a flying monkey suit. You jump off, you deploy your parachute,
that's
how
terrifying.
You get down. But I would love to do that, I think. I really like the idea of flying. They like fly. It's
that
so
is
cool,
but I am just like scared. I'm like a very scared person. I don't think like parasailing or like parachute jumping, anything of that sort, I don't think I could ever do it. I think I would die of like a heart attack of fear, like on the way to like, ooh, that just sounds so scary to me. I can't. But no, I do want to like climb a tree and fall out of it. There's
no,
something.
No, you don't want
to. No. Not like purposely fall out of it. But like the feeling of like climbing a tree, I remember back in the day, like in high school, I would just like think about climbing trees like all the time. Because like I was just fiending to try and climb a tree.
There's a sense of accomplishment there. There's also some probably like primal human desire to climb and then to look out on things. It gives you a sense of like power. Actually, you know, I bet that's right, because as a kid, power. I would climb something and I'd feel.
That's more true. You climb everything down as a kid. Like, I used to climb my couch and, like, jump off of it, and I'd be like, yeah let's go.
There's probably some trees we could climb on campus.
True. If anybody has tree climbing recs for us, please send them our way.
Yeah, definitely send them. You can follow. Oh, you know, if anyone's listening right now, you should go follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At
clutchradio.fm. Yeah. That's clutchradio.fm.
And you can DM us
with
tree climbing recommendations or any ideas you have in general for shows. But I don't know who's listening, so.
Yeah. I don't know if you're listening.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's even listening, but.
Oh, you know what? Funny story? Okay. I was at school, and, like, my friends, I was just, like, doing whatever. My friend sent me a picture of my sister just, like, in a tree, like, reading a book.
So cute.
It was cute, but it was really funny because it was just super, because it was, we didn't have like climbing trees.
Huh.
Like she just like decided to climb up there, and the thing is nobody saw her until security kicked her out of this
really?
Tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I can like imagine what, I have memories like that where I'd like, the thing is I think I was just kind of like an annoying little kid because I just remember like.
Oh no, this was last year though.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I don't, when I was little. So, like. I would, like, hang out in trees or whatever, and I knew what I looked like. Like, I knew that I probably looked really cute and cool in the tree, and people would be like, oh, like, oh, that little so girl's adorable. So, like, cute in the tree. Yeah.
No, I definitely did so much stuff to the I used to, like, really want, like, chubby cheeks when I was little, so I would, like, pull my face so I could have, like, chubby.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I was, like, what's the word? I guess I was vain, honestly. I don't know. I was thinking about, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, the rock climbing documentary was really cool, and I feel like I'll be thinking about it for a little bit. And then, I've, for an English paper, I've had to do some reading into and listening to Joni Mitchell. And there's a lot to say about Joni Mitchell, which I'm not properly equipped to say, but she has just done so much, and she did so much of it on her own, so... I don't know. Listening to like different songs, she just has so much out there. So it's cool to just like dip my toes into Joni Mitchell. I know some Joni Mitchell music, but definitely not close to everything she's done. So.
Awesome. So we're coming to the end of our chat. I'm gonna tell you guys the next few songs we'll be listening to. First one is Cayendo, Side A Acoustic by Frank Ocean. Next one is Cut Your Bangs by Girlpool. To Fall Is Not to Fail by Dear Nora, Angelina by Lizzie McAlpine, and Chosen by Blood Orange. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great morning. We'll talk soon.
Like I do.
from you.
When you let it go. did you go, Angelina? Why did you take my foolish heart? Oh, I should have known, Angelina. I was never right for that part. I could have sworn, Angelina, we would get hitched and you'd be a bitch about getting us there on time. I'd thank the Lord for Angelina. Oh, so I guess the wedding I'll never be getting will live in the back of my mind. I never loved you more than when you said goodbye. 'Cause maybe I knew that love wasn't honest if you had to lie. I never loved you more than when you walked away. 'Cause maybe I knew, Angelina, you'd never stay. Said it back, but I wish to see you again.